Let's pick up. We got to finish that Gemara, okay? In Beit Adam on the base, we got to finish up just to get a sense of historically what ended up happening, okay? You guys all did it inside, right? Okay, so just reading outside. So what ended up happening? So we had what? We had a machlokus in Ravasi and Rav. What did Rav hold? You always remember this. Rav holds what? Okay, Beitza is that's no lod bazeh is mutaris bazeh, which means that if it's a 2-day yantav, right? Pick days of the week. Let's say Sunday's Yantav Rishon, Monday's Yantav Sheni. So if an egg's laid on Yantav Rishon, what's the halach of Yantav Sheni? You can eat it. So therefore, what does he hold? What did we say yesterday? It would be Sfara. What does he hold?
It's two separate
days. Right, and therefore each day is infused with what? Well, that's true, but with what? Suffolk. So each day has got like a hybrid reality to it.
Well, but I mean, either way, it's separate. That's why.
Yeah, but the other way of learning, according to Ravasi would say no. Ravasi would say there is no suffix to speak of. Yom Aruch. Okay. And so therefore, according to him, you got to remember this stuff. According to Ravasi, if it's one long day, if it's one Kedusha, if it's one whole day, then the egg laid on Sunday will be Asur on Monday. Okay? All right. Then the Gemara wants to understand, do we really know for sure this was a Gezerah? Meaning, what happened when they came up with the idea of 2 days? I'm just paraphrasing. Was it a responsive phenomenon, meaning that they didn't really want to have 2 days? Rather, what happened? These bad guys were getting involved, corrupting the system of Kiddush HaKodesh, right? So what did they do? So they said, okay, because of the corruption of Kiddush HaKodesh, we're going to have 2 days, right? But that means it's not a permanent Gezerah. So the Gemara concludes, why was it a Gezerah? Why did they make it a permanent Minah Gavasinu B'yadenu Gezerah? Why? What were they afraid of?
They're afraid that a foreign king would come control them and force them to abandon the account system.
Right. Well, that'd be one of the consequences. Right? Right, because remember, keep in mind, or this is, again, you got to keep your history straight here, okay? Even when they understood the calendar, even when they were able to work out the calendar, that doesn't mean the average person knew how to work out a calendar. So even though they worked out the calendar, right, what would happen if an evil king came along, King Raph? What would he do? He'd say, Jews, stop doing halacha, and we'll forget the calendar. And then what's going to happen? We'll eat chametz on Pesach. But didn't I say yesterday that the Jews are the ones who make yantav? So what's different here? The Jews are the ones who make yantav. Not after the calendar gets introduced. Once there's a calendar, so now we know what for sure. This is such an important point. Once you have a calendar, what day does Pesach come out on every year? Tesvav Nisan. Without question. There's no need to work. You could take your calendar, you're on your whatever computer program, and look ahead, and it's always going to come out on Tesvav Nisan, and you'll know when Tesvav Nisan is. Make sure it's clear. So historically, right? Today, as far as we're concerned, before looking at the Rambam or Chaim, today, why do we keep 2 days of Yantav today? Right. So take a look at the Rambam. Let's start with Hilchos Yantav, Perek Aleph, starting from Halacha Chaf Aleph. Go. How would we do outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? Where what do? Every Yantav we do is how many days? Every Yantav we do is 2 days, right? Correct? Except for Yom Kippur. Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question.
No, this is 2 days of Yom Kippur.
We'll get to that. Would both days... Right? Okay, so Yom Tov Sheni is Midirabanan. Midivrei Sofrim means Dirabanan. It's Dirabanan, and it's one of the things that was created, poof, out of thin air for Gullus, okay? The Ain... Yes. Okay. The Ain... Okay, so if you live in Eretz Yisrael, how many days of Yantav do you keep?
One.
Except four. Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Why Rosh Hashanah?
Why?
We don't know yet. That's right after this, okay? But for some reason we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know why yet, okay? But we know one thing for sure, as a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, how many days should you hold of? One. There's no idea of two days here, okay? So far so good?
Yeah.
No tricks so far. Go to Chav Beis. Yom Tov Sheni. Alright, so again, so if there's an idea of Yom Tov Sheni being Dirabanan, but here's the bad news. You treat Yom Tov Sheni like what? Like a Deraisa. Again, let's be clear. On the first day of Sukkot comes out on a Sunday, how do you treat that day? Isra Malacha Midoraisa. And on Monday, which is the second day of Sukkot, what do you say about that day? You get it's sourced in rabbinical law, but you treat it as if it's a Yom Deraisa. Achav dalet, the key of achav. All right, so that's important. So each day, you guys should have a good intuition about this. Each day of Yontov in Chutz La'aretz is what?
Its own day and not as...
So before you even read on the Rambam, if each day is its own day of Kedusha, what does that definitely tell you?
Rav.
Thank you. Say that. Meaning?
Rav.
Meaning what?
Meaning?
Right. No. Mutter. Right. No. Well, okay. You didn't say that. Yeah. Right. Yes. But if each day is its own Kedusha, this is A, this is B, and each day is infused with Suffolk, we must hold like... Rav. And therefore, Beis Hashanola Bazeh, Mutaris Bazeh. Does anyone not understand that? If you don't understand that, goodbye. You're going to be lost. All right. Again, if you hold the 2 days of Yontov, right, the 2 days of the festival, the first 2 days, each one is its own Yom. It's its own Kedusha. It's its own
distinctness.
Own separate nature.
Sanctity.
And therefore, each day has in it what? The hybrid. Therefore, you must say what? Beit Hashanola Bazeh, Mutaris Bazeh.
Because as long as you're holding a suffix, you, whatever you're considering in your present is, you're going to say it.
Do you have to? Right, so therefore, if there's an egg laid on Sunday, it's Mutar when? On Monday. All right. Does anyone have a problem with that? That's crystal clear. So according to the Rambam, how do you look at the 2 days of Yontov? Today, when you have Sukkos, what's each day? It's its own Yom of Kedusha. Okay, now let's be a little fancy here. I'm obviously biased. I know the Rav Chaim already. Which one of those days is Doraisa? Good. But if we turn to Parak Vav, we see something different going on here. Okay, the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph. Okay, well, let's just again speaking outside. What's an Erev Tashulin? Correct. Because what's the problem? The problem is you're not allowed to do what? Come on, you guys should know this. Josh, what am I not allowed to do? What? No, I can't. I can't do a chana. I can't prepare from Friday. Let's say Friday's Yontov. I can't prepare from Friday to Shabbos. Okay. Now, okay. There is a way you could prepare though. All right. Before Erev Tashulin comes along. What? How would you be able to prepare from Friday? Let's say Friday's. We're living in Eretz Yisrael. Friday's Yontov, Shabbos, okay? How could I prepare for Shabbos? What? Oh, so I make this huge lasagna, I'm having guests come over, I have this meat, most of it's left over. Beautiful. I have my lasagna on Shabbos. So Erev Tashulin builds off that idea, because what are you doing with Erev Tashulin? On Erev Yontov, you make the Erev Tashulin. You're cooking something, so to speak. You have a cooked dish. And now what do? You use that, you're cooking off of that. You understand? No. You're cooking off of that. That's the idea of Erev Tashulin. Okay? That, in a nutshell, that's the idea of Erev Tashulin. So next time you see one of your parents making Erev Tashulin, you're going to say, hey, I understand what that is. Right? Everyone knows Erev Tashulin. Question about that? If I don't make an Erev Tashulin, what's my problem?
Wait.
Shechalu liyos b'chamishi b'Erev Shabbos. All right, so what happens? My Tudor Yontov falls out when? Thursday and Friday. And therefore... What's that called in America?
That's called
3-day Yontov. 3-day Yontov. Not really 3-day Yontov, but it means Thursday's Yontov, Friday's Yontov, Shabbos is Shabbos. Okay, so let's just... What? Okay. Thursday is?
Holiday.
Holiday, good. Friday is?
Holiday.
Shabbos is? Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos is Shabbos. Now, what happened? The guy did what? Read the Rambam.
Not on Wednesday.
Well, you're not reading the Rambam. He is. Rambam says what? Okay, so you can make something called, what does masna mean? Tanai. What's tanai? A conditional thing. So I forgot to make it on Wednesday, right? I forgot to make my Erev Tashulin on Wednesday. Now what am I supposed to do? So what do you do? So on Thursday I say what? This is critical. What do I say on Thursday? I make my Erev Tashulin on Thursday. Now what do I say? If today is... Where are you going? If Thursday is holy, okay, then what did I do when I made my Erev Tashulin? Nothing. Right? Who cares? I have an egg and a piece of bread. Right? That's all I did. For what? No! It can't be a chana. You know why? Because tomorrow's what?
Friday.
And Friday is... A weekday.
You're doing a weekday.
No, I'm not, because I just made an egg and a piece of bread.
For tomorrow.
No, I didn't make it for tomorrow. No, that's the whole point. That's what he's saying.
It's even worse. If you eat it later.
Are you eating it now?
And tomorrow is chol, right? Then what does that mean? Look what he says. He says, the machar of Ashel, the ofel of Shabbos. Then tomorrow, meaning on this day, do I need an erev tashilin? On Friday? No, because Friday's what?
But a
weekday.
He's not cooking on Thursday.
Right. I'm not going to cook on Thursday for Shabbos. I made my erev tashilin, but it's worthless. You know why? Because tomorrow's chol.
See, the fact that tomorrow's chol takes away the erev tashilin.
Exactly. It's like you know what I did? I made an egg I made an egg. Well, that's what I did.
Well, it's for nothing.
Okay, that's a good question. I don't care.
No.
Let me just explain the second way, and then you can ask. Okay. But if today is a weekday, right? So when do you normally make your erev tashilin? On a weekday, on Erev Chag, and tomorrow's holy, then I have a great Erev Tashilin to go. Let's make sure that's clear before you ask any questions. Again, one more time. The Rambam's saying like this. Normally speaking, okay, he's going to reject this in a second, but normally speaking, in the days where Yom Tov, the 2 days of Yom Tov are Safed. So what can I say? I can say today is holy day, tomorrow is, and therefore, it works perfectly because what I do today? Nothing. My Erev Tashilin isn't, I didn't make an Erev Tashilin. But if today's the weekday and tomorrow's the holy day, I have an Erev Tashilin. Beautiful, Tanai, wonderful. So in Halacha Gimel, he says, where does this apply? It applies to... In Halacha Gimel. Parak Vav Halacha Gimel. This applies in when we celebrate 2 days of Yom Tov in Gullus. Aval... Oh, forget that. I'm sorry. Go to Yudal. I apologize. Go to Yudal. Okay, so all this stuff that he's talking about applies when? Applies in the times of the high court. And what were they doing in the times of the high court?
Establishing the
lunar months. Meaning what? Meaning that you had a big problem. You had a problem where if you lived far enough away from the central court, what would be the problem? You wouldn't know which day. So that's why what came into existence? The idea of Sfeika D'Yoma. Okay? But today, right? That's your cue. So today we rely on the calendar, right? We have a calendar, right? So you can't tell me the reason why we have 2 days of Yom Tov today is to resolve a suffix. Because guess what? Is there a doubt anymore?
Yes.
I mean, does anyone have a doubt about what day Sukkot comes out on? No. You know the day of Sukkot. And if you know the first day of Sukkot, what else do you know? The second day of Sukkot, correct? So the only reason why you celebrate the second day of Sukkot is Minog, okay?
What about time zones?
I don't know what's that. The only reason why you celebrate the second day of Sukkot is because of what? It's because of Minog, right? Meaning, is there any suffix whatsoever? When you celebrate the second day of Yom Tov at this point in time, if there's any doubt whatsoever, okay, about what? Doubt. Suffolk, doubt. If there's any doubt whatsoever, is there any doubt whatsoever about that day? No. We celebrate the second day of Yom Tov because of Minog. Is that clear? So today, in this version of the Rambam, okay, the first day of Yom Tov is what? Sunday is the first day of Sukkot. What kind of day is it?
Derasa.
And what's Monday?
Minog.
Minog, right? Minog. Okay. So that's true, okay? Now why would the Tanai not work? Let's see if you guys are following. The Tanai can't work now. You can't use this anymore. Why not?
Because Friday is not actually a holy day.
What?
Friday is not a derisa holy day. So
no, Friday is not.
What's the problem going to be? You'd be telling me that today, the first day is what?
Derisa.
And the second day is what?
Minog.
Meaning we know the second day. Then if an egg is laid on the first day, the halacha should be on the second day what? I am is the one on Hilchos Yom Tov, the one and only. Guys, get your finger on the spot and follow, okay? The Kasha.
The Kasha. Mehad Isa Beveta Daf Dalit and on the base. Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Galius. Rav Amar Nol Bezeh Mitarch Bezeh. Rav Asi Amar Nol Bezeh Asur Bezeh. And before Shambi Gemara, time and Rav Mishum. Diyom Tov Shnei Mishum Sfika Hu. Well, of course,
Habeitza.
Habeitza muteris dimimonav shach. Padmanahu kohu.
Simply put, if you hold like Rav that the beitza is mutter, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Suffolk.
Right. There's a suffolk in each day. I don't know if today is what. Is today right? Well, not the Raisa. Is today Kodesh Kol or tomorrow Kodesh Kol? I don't know. I don't know which day is which. Right. The only way for the Beitzah to be mutter is to evaluate each day on its own and say what I don't know what the day is. Right. Is that clear? That's that's what makes the Beitzah mutter. And yet. So that's a problem. But in the stuff with Bat Tanai, what do we say? What's each day Yantav? Is what? No.
Wait, by
Beitza? No, by Beitza, each day is Suffolk. Yeah. By the Tanai, what's each day?
One or the other.
Well, it's, no, not one or the other. Both. Yantav, the first day Yantav is what?
Yom Rishon.
Thank you. And what's the second day Yantav?
Yom Sheni.
Beautiful. So you have 2 days of Yantav. You have two actual days of Yantav. Okay, granted, one's Midoraisa, one's from the Torah, what's the other one? Minhag. But the two real days. So this can't work. Okay?
Is Minhag any different?
It seems that the Rambam seems to be saying, on the one hand, that each day is Sveika D'Yoma. That even today, that the first day Yantav is Sveika D'Yoma, meaning it's got both, yes, it's Tesvav or it's Tesayin in each day, or... On the other hand, the Rambam says that no, we know what each day is. You can't have it both ways. Either each day Yantav is infused with Suffolk, is infused with doubt, or each day Yantav is Avadai. But you can't have it both ways. It can't be both, right? Or can it?
It can.
Amazingly so, Rav Chaim is going to tell you that yes, it can.
Yeah,
you can take two things which are completely incongruous and somehow make them fit together.
Make them incongruous.
Okay, so slowly. So Rav Chaim is saying that, of course, when the Gzera was formed, Gzera was first put into existence, right? What happened? Lo asam shinagu shneim kachas b'toras vaday. The decree was never to treat both days as what? Which means what? No, not Isha D'Raisa.
Non-Suffolk.
Non-Suffolk. Okay, so that was never the Gzera. The Gzera was never... That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Rabbanan can never do that. The Rabbanan can never say that these 2 days are actually Yantav. Why can't they say that? Well, it could be, but more likely what?
D'Raisa.
Right, because, and therefore, what can't they do? They can't create it. They can't create a D'Raisa Yom Shel Kedusha. How could they do that? The Rabbanan can never say, uh-oh, we don't know which day Yantav is. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make 2 days of Torah Yantav. They can't do that. They can never say that today is definitely Yantav and tomorrow is definitely Yantav. Because what are they doing then?
Today is definitely Suffolk, tomorrow is definitely Suffolk.
Well, I don't know yet what they're going to do. But I'm saying,
they can do that, yeah?
What can they do?
Today is Suffolk, tomorrow
is Suffolk. We'll see.
But whichever one it is, they're taking...
Where?
Fourth line, the second paragraph. Rock. What did they do? One second, what about today?
Oh God.
But right, here we go. So that is the essential decree was to treat this like doubt. And therefore, that decree lasts for ever. Okay? Once that comes into play, it lasts forever. Now, what does he say?
Achein.
Oh, now comes the first move. Okay? Everything he said so far, so I'm going to get rid of some of this, okay? Everything he said so far, okay, applies to when? Just to make it easy, we're going to continue with the doubt, okay? But when we talk about Suffolk, what are we actually talking about?
Yom Tov.
This day.
So first day we don't treat the Suffolk.
Hold on, okay? This day. Meaning... When we talk about the idea of Suffolk, which day would it apply to?
Number two.
Why can't it apply to number one? Because it can't be, right?
Can you explain
that? Yeah. The Loshayach al Dinyon Toshini Aleha.
Aleha hu daminan Adino Rock is Faker.
Mashain Akin. You can't say that by the first day Yantav. Why?
Harakil and the Hashta Lake is Faker. Via Dinon Bivara Zeu Zmanu Shayantav.
Right. So what do we know? We know the first day is, and we know the second day is Safek. Right. So now we got something really weird going on here. What? How do you look at the 2 days Yantav?
Derisa and Safek.
Okay, you'll see, but that's going to come.
But why is it Safek?
Hold on, keep going. Not so simple.
Yeah.
So he says.
I mean, one day it's Marshall plus again.
We'll see. Imkain.
Hari vade the Hari who Yom Tov b'Torah.
B'Torah Zvadai.
Ve'en bo shum sarach.
Srach din sfeika klal. When you look at the first day Yantav today, there is no, not even the slightest molecule of suffix in that day. Okay, there is none. In fact, when you look at that day, what do you see? You see
absolute
holiday. Right, absolute. Thank you. That's a good way to put it.
Absolute holiday.
Holiday.
Absolute holiday.
Okay, so now the question. So why is he saying all this stuff, right? I mean, what's he pushing at? What's he pushing towards? What's he pushing towards?
Towards making.
Here's the problem.
Of what is doubt.
No, no, so watch. Here comes the punchline. The first punchline, at least. The im came.
The im came. Hanim to the din yom tov shogalios. Achshav dino chal.
Oh, but now you got a problem. Because what's the result of this? So now there's actually two realities when it comes to yom tov sheni shogalios. Well, yom tov, no. The idea of yom tov in exile. There are two realities that exist by yom tov in exile. The first reality is what? Dim banu.
Dim banu ledono yom tov harishon b'fnei asma b'dino.
Okay, so if you come to evaluate what? If you come to evaluate what? As what? As its own holiday, then what?
But dahari hu choshev vada yom tov.
Okay, but.
Aval banu ledino hitzarif im hasheni.
Hasheni.
B'zehadar dina dechol chad safik mikri v'gam harishon in tirufu imashini harihu rock safik.
Anyone understand what he's saying there? That's like a bonus. If you got anyone understands that, okay, he's saying like this. I'm saying factually. Okay, it may make no sense whatsoever, but let's see what you think.
The second is attached.
Okay,
to the first
this is the quantum idea.
The second is attached.
Yeah, what does that mean?
If you look at quantum
first,
this is what.
If you look at quantum first,
no, hold on. He's presenting an actual, almost like a quantum type idea. Okay. All right. It all depends on how you look at the yantar. If you look at day one in and of itself, okay, in and of itself, this. Right? What day is Yom Tov Rishon?
Absolute.
But if you look at it as its relationship to the second day, what kind of day is it?
Doubt.
That's what Rav Chaim is saying. Now,